You know, she wants you to come down to the school on Wednesday and talk about Chris's grade.
Will Rochelle find out about Chris's actual grade? How long will Chris be able to keep up this lie? Will Julius ever get rid of the gout? Will Tanya ask Chris more math questions? Will Drew get any lines? Find out this and more when Everybody Hates Chris returns.
Everybody hates Chris.
Once I got my mother's signature on my report card, Fisher had what he needed to complete my plan.
What? I'm a natural. Now beat it.
Since I had the cards in place, all I had to do was keep my mother and Mrs. Morello from seeing each other, and I would be home free.
Chris, do you have your signed report card?
Sure do.
My mother says she won't be able to come to the school tomorrow. My father has the gout.
Did you say the gout?
Yes, the gout.
I'm concerned about your grade, Chris.
My mom is, too. She told me I'd better get a C on my next report card. And then she... Well, let's just say it's kind of hard to sit down.
So I guess she's young and he's restless.
Okay, hey. We're going to come back tomorrow for the update, okay?
Hey, wait. So does Victor's ex-wife know about him and Nikki?
About 3-4 hours, you know, we're just catching up on the soap.
Okay.
Oh, this is my girl, Monica. Monica, that's Rochelle.
Nice to meet you, Monica.
Why do you look so familiar to me?
You tried to sell me food stamps down by the subway that day.
I thought you said you weren't selling food stamps.
You were selling food stamps.
I wasn't selling no food stamps. Just go get the phone. You hear the phone ringing? It rang like 3 times already.
Thank you, baby.
Girl, that gout is making him lose his mind.
Listen.
That's what you're hearing.
Hello? Hey, Mrs. Morello. Yeah. Hold on. Honey, it's for you. Where'd they go?
They left, gout boy.
What happened?
The teacher just told me that Chris got an F.
But he said he got an A.
I can't believe that boy looked me dead in the eye and lied to me.
How do you want to handle this?
Translation, do you want to kill him or should I?
Oh, I know what to do.
Whoa, pancakes?
Hey, Mom, we're having pancakes?
No, Chris is having pancakes. That's my baby's reward for getting an A.
Can I have some pancakes?
Did you get an A?
I got a B.
That's not an A.
Can I have some pancakes? I think my foot's getting better. I might be able to make it to work tomorrow.
Pancakes are for people who get A's, not for people who get the gout. Baby, you want anything else? My A student deserves nothing but the best.
No. Oh, by the way, my teacher says she won't be able to see you today.
That's okay, baby. I'll talk to her next time. You want some butter?
My foot's looking better, don't you think?
Why are you talking about your foot? Your son has no conscience. And they're eating pancakes like he actually got an A.
If you didn't want him to have the pancakes, what you give them to him for?
For him to feel guilty and confess. That's okay. Tomorrow I got something for him.
Baby, let's talk about this. Come on.
Oh, so now you want to talk to me? Why don't you just talk to your friends, since you talk to them all the time?
Rochelle, those are your friends. We were just talking about the soaps. Are you jealous?
Hell yeah, damn Skippy. How would you feel if you came home and I was sitting there talking to a bunch of your friends about football?
You like football?
No, I don't like football. Julius, you always want to talk to me about the Bills or the kids. I just think it would be nice to talk about something else for a change.
You want to talk about the gout?
No, I don't want to talk about the gout.
Still work?
Yep, I told my mother that Miss Morello was busy, and I told